Now is the Bible scripture reading, and today our scripture is from Psalm 145, the whole chapter. And 今日嘅经文系取自喺诗篇嘅145篇，我哋将会读晒全篇嘅。我想请会众帮我读双节。As we are reading the whole chapter, I'd like to bring somebody, sister, help me to read the even words. So I start with the English and then in Cantonese. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully singing of your righteousness. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. The eyes of all looked to you, and you gave them their food at the proper time. The Lord is righteous, is in all his ways, and faithful in all he does. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. 而家要再重新讀咧，以中文咁有啲弟兄姊妹幫我讀中文啦。所以亦都係我讀單節，會眾讀雙節。我的神，我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永遠遠稱頌你的名。耶和華本為大，該受大讚美，其大無法測度。我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为。他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所做的。传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能。你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄传到万代。 万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物。耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。我的口要说出赞美耶和华的话，唯愿凡有血气的都永永远远称颂他的名。经文读毕。 Thank you all. We are grateful that our own Reverend Colin is with us this morning and delivering the God's message for us. We also thank Hong Chang help us to translate the message. 今日咁样有位牧师喺我哋当中为我哋正道。我亦都感多谢郑子康弟兄为我哋作为翻译。今日佢嘅正道题目系代代相传神的大能作为。Today, Reverend Colin's message is passing on his greatness. Thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感謝神俾我哋今日可以一家人咁樣嚟到一齊去敬拜佢。
Praise God, we can listen to God's word together as a family.
我哋前幾日聖誕節嘅時候，我哋有一個合堂崇拜，今日亦都有合堂崇拜。嚟緊一月四號亦都有合堂崇拜，我哋中英文堂可以一齊嘅嚟敬拜神。
So on Christmas Day we have a combined service, and gladly today we also have combined service.And praise God, on next week, we also have combined service. And I'm really glad that we can listen to God's word together as English and Chinese together.
今日是2025年的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of 2025.
我们期待神在今日要跟我们讲的说话。
We acknowledge, looking forward to God's word for today.
让我们一起首先低头祈祷。
So let's pray.
我们的天父上帝，我们的主，我们的神。
Our God, our Father, our Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，让我们来到你面前去敬拜你。
We thank you for your opportunity for us to praise you.
不单是因为你对我们的慈爱和恩典。
Not only you show us love and mercy.
更加因为你是圣洁和公义。
But because of your justice and your honor.
今天当我们来去敬拜你的时候。
As we praise you today.
我们愿意聆听你对我们讲的说话。
Humbly listen to your words.
求你的灵在当中真挚的来开启我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit open up our minds.
我们能够有智慧和能力去明白和听入神你自己的信息。
So we may understand your words fully and truly.
以致我们能够真的懂得怎样去感恩敬拜你。
So we can happily to praise you and honor you.
并且能够去传颂神你自己的大能作为。
And also to spread your words over to others.
我们同心的祈祷是奉靠主耶稣的名义祈求。
We'd like to leave all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那最后其实开始的时候Greenie 姊妹师母都提醒我们，我们今天是年尾的时候，我们可以去回顾去感恩。
I'd like to thank you for reminding us that this is ourGood time to reflect on the year, remember what God has done.
很多时候在年尾的时候，我们都会去数回顾今年发生的事的时候，去数算神的恩典。
Always take this time to remember God's gratefulness and what He has done.
我不知道大家有没有这样的机会，在今年已经做过一个这样的回顾、感恩、赞美神的时间。
Does everyone have an opportunity to praise God and remember what God's done for us?
其实在圣诞节这个假期里面，盼望大家都有一些时间安静休息，也都可以跟家人一起有一些感恩和去回顾。
During the Christmas is a great opportunity to have rest and to recuperate and reflect on the year.
我相信对其中一些 家庭来讲，今年是一个很开心的一年。
To some of the families, this year is a very great year.
可能有一些新生命诞生在你的家庭当中。
There are some new members to their families.
或者帶俾你哋好多嘅喜樂同埋一啲嘅歡笑。
Some of the blessings and the happy memories throughout the year.
但係我相信同時間對於某一啲嘅家庭嚟講
，However, to some families,
過去一年可能亦都有唔少嘅悲傷或者一啲困難同埋挑戰。
Over the year, there might be some challenges and hurdles.
可能我哋內心仍然咁受到一啲嘅失落或者一啲嘅疑問喺度問點解。
Sometimes our heart might struggles and also wondering why.
其實人生就係會有歡笑，亦都會有眼淚。
So in life, there's happiness and also sadness.
喺過去依個2025年裏邊，宣信堂其實我哋都經歷過一啲困難嘅時間。
So in CACB in 2025, we also overcome some challenges.
突然間我哋話唔可以去租用呢個嘅 rental hall.
Like we cannot use our rental hall anymore.
我哋嘅英文堂嘅弟兄姊妹要喺幾個地方搬嚟搬去。
English congregation have to find a place in a short time.
呢啲都係一啲帶俾我哋一啲嘅唔同嘅挑戰。
These are all challenges that we had to go through this year.
但同時間，我哋都睇到神嘅恩典、佢嘅作為、佢嘅供應同埋預備。
But we can also see God's gratefulness throughout the year.
今日呢個2025年最後一個主日，除咗係可以讓我哋去回顧嘅之外
，Today is the last Sunday of the year. We opportunity to reflect.
更加今日喺我哋嘅主日崇拜裏邊，我哋將會有呢個嬰孩同埋兒童嘅奉獻禮。
We also have an opportunity to dedicate the child for the ceremony.
我哋當中有六個家庭父母，佢哋願意參與一個嘅嬰孩兒童奉獻禮。
We're very blessed to have 6 families today for the children dedication.
佢哋願意帶住一個感恩嘅心嚟到神面前，因為知道呢啲嘅兒女係神賜俾佢哋嘅產業。
So we're blessing that they have the calling to offering the child.Thanksgiving.
因为知道神赐俾佢哋呢个儿子儿女嘅时候，佢哋都愿意将呢啲嘅儿女交托喺神嘅手中。
When God has blessed them with the children, and they are also willing to honor them Thanksgiving to the church.
并且系愿意按照圣经嘅教导嚟去抚养去教导呢啲嘅孩童。
Follow the teaching of the Bible and to teach the children as well.
呢啲都係好值得感恩同埋歡喜嘅事情。
These are also great opportunity to praise God.
因為孩兒女係神俾我哋好寶貴嘅禮物。
Because the children is God's blessing.
今日嘅信息係來自呢個詩篇第145篇。
Today's message is from Psalm 145.
如果大家正話有聖經或者有讀嘅時候，你都會留意到喺開始嘅聖經嘅時候，佢個題目嗰度寫住話呢個係大衛嘅讚美詩。
You might have noticed on the beginning of the chapter, it says a psalm of praise of David.
所以呢個係一個重讚讚美神嘅一個嘅詩篇。
It's a psalm that honor God.
而是由大卫王所写的。
Written by David.
其实诗篇有150篇咁多。
Psalm have 150 chapters.
有大约一半是大卫所写。
More about half were written by King David.
而大卫他人生里面经历过很多不同的高高低低。
David have gone through a lot of ups and downs throughout his life.
他写了很多的诗篇。
He has written a lot of psalms.
其中好多嘅诗篇都系佢向神发出嘅一啲嘅祷告同埋哀求。
A lot of them are his a prayer to God and his requests.
但系呢篇145篇
，However, in Psalm 145,
却系一篇赞美嘅诗篇。
It's a psalm that praises.
而且可以话系喺诗篇记载当中，大卫所写嘅70多篇嘅诗篇。其中所有咁多篇嚟讲，系最后嘅一篇。
So this is one of the last psalm that was written out of the 70 psalms that he's written.
而由146至到150篇嗰度咧，就最后嘅一段咧，就系一啲嘅赞美嘅诗。
The remaining 146 to 150 in psalms are all praise God.
咁所以其实睇到呢个嘅诗篇系大卫可以好似话系最后嗰一篇。的一个嘅遗愿或者系一个嘅心愿或者祷告。
So this is like the last prayer or last blessing or praise from David.
在以色列人的历史当中，
in the Israel history,
大卫是被认为是最出色、最受欢迎和最好的皇帝。
King David was a very popular and also very honorable king.
但是在他这里第一节一开始的时候，他称呼神做我的神、我的王啊，我要尊崇你。
However, his the first line in Psalm 145 was, "I will exalt you, my God, the King."
我要永永远远称颂你的名。
I will praise your name forever and ever.
我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。
Every day I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever.
大卫是一个君王。
David is a king.
但是他在这里却是称呼神是他的王，是他的君王。
However, he called God, he's the king.
而且他在这里去宣告或者是去立誓说要天天永永远远的来去赞美神。
He announced that he always to praise him forever and ever.
为什么他会称呼神是他的王呢？
Why would he call our God the king?
是什么令到他觉得他需要天天永永远远都去赞颂这个神呢？
What makes him want to exalt his name forever and ever?
我不知道大家熟不熟悉另外一篇的诗篇，诗篇二十三篇。
I wonder if everyone know about Psalm chapter 23.
好多人都岌头啊！那篇诗篇亦都是大卫王所写。
So that Psalm is also written by King David.
大卫王一开始的时候话，耶和华是我的牧者。
First he start off, God is our shepherd.
大卫王曾经本来是一个牧羊人。
Originally, David was first as a shepherd.
但在他诗篇里面，他却称神是他的牧者。
But in Psalm 23, he says,
可能很多时候在他个人的经历里面，他就是体会到神怎样去带领他、供应他、保护他。
Maybe he had felt that God's been protecting and also providing throughout his time.
所以他称呼神是他的牧者。
So he called out God the shepherd.
而这个诗篇145篇，大卫却是称呼神是他的君王。
In 145, he says, "He's our God, my God, the King."
他自己虽然是一个很出色的君王，
even though he is a king himself,
但他却愿意在神面前称神是他的君王。
He is willing to praise God as he's the king.
因为他看到神真是那位配得敬拜赞美的君王。
Because he can see that our God is the most honorable king.
当人家赞他说他出色的时候，
Even though everyone say King David is good,
当人是去欢呼为他欢呼欢迎他的时候，
when he praised King David during in the past,
他真的看到自己的不配，
he can see he's not enough.
他知道一切的荣耀应该是归回给天父上帝，
he knows that all honor and praise should be to God.
所以他不单止他自己愿意去不断的天天永永远远的赞颂神，
even though He praised God every day.
他亦都话到，这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
He commanded next generations and others to follow as well.
所以他就睇到，其实神先至系嗰个配得赞美嘅神。
He can see that God is the one who truly worth our praise.
因为佢系嗰个本为大，该受大赞美。
Because he is most worthy of praise and his greatness.
其大无法测度。
His the greatness no one can fathom.
所以我哋今日去思想呢个嘅诗篇一百四十五篇嘅时候，
as we reflect our Psalm 145,
让我哋记得我哋能够去赞美神，去称颂神，唔系因为我哋环境非常顺利。
So we not only praise God because of what God has done for us.
而是因为神本身就是伟大，备受赞美。
Because he is already the greatness and also worthy of praise.
而我当我们去传颂他的时候，是因为神他自己的本人那个的属性和他那个的应许。
As we spread the gospel, it was because of his greatness that, we spread the words.
所以当我们今天一起去看这个诗篇的时候，
So as we read Psalm together,
我们可以一起思想一下为什么我们需要去敬拜神。
So we can think about why do we praise God?
并且为什么我们这一代要对那一代，即是下一代来颂扬、颂赞神的作为。
And why do we tell our next generation to also praise and honor God?
特别今天当我们有这个婴孩奉献礼的时候，
As we have our children dedication today,
当我们说应许或者立志按照神的教导来教导我们下一代的时候，
Even when we promise that we'll teach our children following the Bible, the words of God,
究竟我们想传递什么给我们的下一代呢？
So what do we want to teach our next generation?
我们希望他们认识的是什么呢？
What do we want them to learn?
为什么他们都需要去敬拜和赞颂这个神呢？
Why do they also need to honor God and praise God?
所以让我们今天就一起来看这个诗篇145篇。
So let's look at Psalm 145 together.
不过开始的时候我要承认一件事。
But I have to, before we start, I have to say a few things.
当我去预备看这个诗篇145篇的时候，
When we look at Psalm 145,
我发觉它里面的内容实在非常丰富和美丽。
We notice the inside has so much beauty and praise inside.
所以我只能够抽出几方面和大家一起分享。
So I can only bring up a few points.
一起去思想下究竟为什么神是配得我们的赞美和敬拜。
Think about why we are worthy to praise God for his worthiness.
为什么我们要信靠他，并且希望我们的下一代都信靠他。
Why do we believe in him and why do we teach our next generation to follow him?
OK， 好，首先第一方面，让我们来看看大卫在这里告诉我们，我们要赞美或者要信靠神的原因是什么。
So first we look at why do we honor him and follow him.
他说第一方面就是因为神就是伟大，他是无法测度的。
Because God is great beyond measure.
在这个第三节那里说，耶和华本伟大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。
When in verse 3 it says, Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
很多时候当我们想到神的伟大的时候，
When we think about God's greatness,
我们很容易就会想到神的创造。
We thought about God's creation.
神能够从无变为有。
From nothing to everything.
神能够创造这个宇宙万物各样奇妙的伟大的一些的作为。
The miracles of things coming to life.
他并且能够赐人生命、赐人气息。
To give them life and energy.
我们只需要看看我们自己，就会发觉到神的创造是多么奇妙，是多么伟大。
When we look at ourselves, how amazing God has done.
其实当我们一起这样想的时候，我们会发觉神的伟大其实根本是超越我们有限的智慧所能够理解。
When we think of God's greatness, sometimes it's beyond our capability of imagination.
根本很多东西我们穷尽我们一生去研究，我们都不会能够明白到这些东西。
Some things that we've been researching for our whole life, but we still do not understand.
神实在是极其的伟大。
God is beyond gratefulness.
所以当我们如果想到神既然是这么伟大的时候，
When we know God is so powerful,
祂能够超越我们的理解，
When it's beyond our imagination,
我们的智慧，
our knowledge.
所以当我们在人生里面遇到一些困难，或者一些未来我们不知道会发生什么事的挑战的时候，我们需不需要这么忧虑或者恐惧呢？
So when we go through these troubles and struggles, do we need to stress a lot about these?
如果我们记得神是这么伟大的时候，神的伟大也有同样的超越我们的恐惧和忧虑。
When we know that God is great, we know that His gratefulness will overcome these challenges.
神的伟大也能够超越我们过去一年或者甚至我们一生里面很多的成功也好，或者失败也好。
His gratefulness will always oversee these the goodness and also the challenges.
甚至神的伟大是超越我们的喜乐与哀伤。
And His greatness also oversees our happiness and our sadness.
超越我们的过去或者我们的未来。
To overcome our current life and also our future.
因为伟大的神是掌管过去、现在和明天。
Because God is great and for now, past, present and future.
所以当我们回顾过一年里面，无论我们遇到的是多么大的困难和挑战。
Even though when we reflect on our past, how challenging it might be,
不要将我们的目光焦点只放在这些问题或者这些处境当中。
Let's not focus on just on these points.
而 是去思想去记得神是几咁伟大。
And let us remember how great, how God gratefulness is.
以致我哋能够永永远远嘅去赞美同埋信靠佢。
So we can praise him forever and ever.
我记得我好细个嘅时候，九岁嘅时候，我曾经系搭飞机系由香港去美国。
So when Reverend Collins was 9 years old and take the flight from Hong Kong to America.
喺嗰个年代，唔系好多细路仔可以坐飞机去外国嘅。
Back in the days, not many children can take the flight.
我仲记得嗰阵时我坐嗰个好似系747嚟
嘅。I still remember back then it was.
系有楼上有楼下嘅。
There's upstairs and downstairs.
我嗰阵时根本好无知，乜嘢都唔明。
Back then I don't know anything and still don't understand.
不过而家我都唔系好明。
Right now I still don't understand.
究竟啲飞机系点样起飞？点样降落？点样喺天空里边飞
？How does the airplane take flight and land?
我但系。就是凭着很单纯的信心跟住咁上架机里面就好开心心咁样东张西望去望下天望下云。
As the flight take fly, just enjoy the flight and look out to left and right to see what God's created.
我唔相信，虽然我好多嘢我都唔明白或者理解架飞机系点样运作，但我却系可以安然咁喺架飞机里面瞓觉。
Even though I don't understand how the flight works, but I'm still able to rest and have a sleep on during the flight.
如果我哋认识到神嘅伟大嘅时候
，When we understand God's greatness,
就提醒我哋唔系需要去明白或者知道晒所有一切，先至能够安心咁样嚟去过我哋嘅生活。
Sometimes we don't need to understand everything in order to find peace in Him.
神嘅计划有好多嘢系比我哋所明白理解嘅更高更大。
God's plan is sometimes beyond our understanding and imagination.
但我们可以用一个单纯的信心去相信这位完全伟大的主。
But our faith can believe, we can believe in God and have faith in Him.
因为在神里面是没有难成的事。
Because in God's world, there's no impossible.
所以今天当我们有些家庭父母去奉献我们孩子婴孩的时候。
So today when the families dedicate their child today.
又或者我哋每一个弟兄姊妹可能已经谂紧2026年，我哋可能要遇到一啲嘅困难或者挑战嘅时候。
Or when we think about the challenges ahead in 2026.
让我哋唔好去依靠我哋自己嘅能力、智慧或者聪明。
Let's not rely our own ability and knowledge.
让我哋将我哋自己、将我哋嘅孩子一齐交托喺神嘅手里边。
Let's lift up ourselves and our children to God's plan.
记得神嘅手系一个伟大嘅手。
Remember that God's hand is a very powerful hand.
祂能够承托我们，去拖带我们，去引导我们。
He can always carry us and guide us.
我承认我们做父母的，有时我们会感到很无助，很无力。
Sometimes as a parent, we might feel powerless.
有时见到我们的小孩病了的时候，或者猛在哭的时候，你不知道他究竟发生什么事。
Sometimes when our children's crying or in sickness, we don't know what to do.
或者当佢大啲嘅时候，你同佢讲嘅嘢，佢系唔听你讲，或者同你包拗颈嘅时候。
Or when your children doesn't listen to you and having arguments。
让我哋记得呢啲一切唔系掌管喺我哋嘅手当中。
Let's all remember that we are not in control。
我哋嘅自己、我哋嘅儿女、我哋嘅一切，其实都喺伟大嘅神嘅手里边。
Ourselves, our children are all in God's hands.
当我哋话我哋愿意去从这代要对那代去颂赞神嘅作为嘅时候
，when we command our next generation to work to another，
我哋希望传啲乜嘢俾佢哋呢
？What do we want to teach them？
我哋传嘅唔系只系单单一啲头脑上嘅知识
，we not only teach our own knowledge，
而系我哋愿意去介绍一位好个人、好亲近我哋嘅神。
I'd like to show him how close and how warm the God's love is.
让我们今年开始学习怎样去信靠交托给伟大的主。
Let us try to learn to leave everything to God.
在你个人的祷告里面，或者跟你小孩子家人一起祷告的时候，让我们学一下，不要去经常都是说，神啊，求你要点点点点，好像教神怎样做神这样来去祷告。
So during our prayer, let not just only ask for what we want from God.
而是跟神讲话，神，我愿意将这些交托在神你的手中。
Let's say that God, can you take us and lead us and guide us?
因为我相信神是伟大的主。
Because we believe God is our King.
除了我们让我们赞美信教伟大的神之外，第二方面，大卫在这段的诗篇里面提醒和教导我们的，是神是一个良善，很蒙啊，是满有怜悯的神。
So not only God is great, but God is good, compassionate and kind.
神是一个良善，满有怜悯的主。
And he is yeah, good and faithful.
啊，在这里。隔了一张。在这个的经文里面，第八节说，耶和华又因为有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
So in verse 8 it says, The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的。
The Lord is good to all, and his compassion on all he has made.
当有时我们想到神是很伟大的时候，我们可能有一个错觉，觉得神是高高在上，与我们非常之的遥远。
So when we think that God is great and up and above, we think that he might be far away and hard to reach.
甚至有时有些人觉得神是很遥远的时候，觉得神是好像冷冰冰，没什么感情的。
Sometimes when I think God is cold and hard to reach, and
但大卫在这个诗篇里面告诉我们，神的伟大不单只是在他的能力里面彰显出来，更加在他的怜悯、他的恩惠、他不轻易发怒和他的慈爱当中彰显出来。
So in the words, David not only reminded how God's greatness is, but he has shown his love through his action, his compassion, and And he's rich in love.
这些都是告诉我们神那个的属性，他的 character 是怎样。
Remind us what God's character is.
神藉着他这个的属性来去彰显他的良善、美善。
Through these, he reminds us of his compassion and love.
前几天在圣诞节的时候， Tony 和我们分享到主耶稣基督诞生。
So on Christmas Day, Tony reminds us God's coming into life.
他是神所赐给我们最宝贵的礼物。
God has given us the most precious gift.
而主耶稣基督降生的原因是因为他要来去牧养拯救世人。
When he sent Jesus down to earth is to save us and save people.
他是那位最完美的君王。
He is the perfect king.
虽然我们人类曾经犯罪跌倒远离神。
Even though we fall down and we sin,
但是圣经告诉我们，神仍然是爱我们。
But the Bible reminds us that God still loves us.
愿意差派他的宝贝的独生子耶稣来去寻找拯救我们。
To send his one and only son to save us.
主耶稣基督甚至愿意为我们，死在十字架上。
And God, even he is willing to die on the cross.
来代替你和我的罪。
To take our sins away.
神的伟大是包括有恩惠、怜悯、慈爱。
God's gratefulness has compassion and love.
他有忍耐，不轻易发怒。
Patience and slow to anger.
虽然我们常走迷，
even though we might be lost,
但是神愿意寻找拯救我们。
But God will always find us.
所以今天当我们父母说要将孩子奉献给神的时候，
So when the parents are willing to dedicate their child,
我们希望传递给下一代的是什么呢？
So what do we want to teach them?
我们希不希望同样可以将神的恩惠、怜悯、慈爱、不轻易发怒的一些性情表现出来？
We want to show what God's character is all about.
以致当他有时做错了的时候，我们不要那么快就发脾气。
Even though they might have done something wrong, but let's slow to anger.
其实我们要记得，我们自己都不是一些完美的人。
So even ourselves are not perfect.
其实今天的小孩子不是需要一些完美的父母亲。
Even though today's, we don't really need a perfect parent.
其实今天的下一代需要的是从父母的身上看到他们是怎样去敬畏一位完美的神。
The children nowadays need to see their parents and see how much God has loved us.
以致他们在父母的身上或者在家庭里面 体会到神的慈爱和恩典。
Through our family love, to see how God have compassion with us.
当我们犯错的时候，神给我们第二次机会。
When we made a mistake, that God has given us a second chance.
当我们的子女犯错的时候，我们愿不愿意有忍耐、宽容的来给他们改过的机会呢？
When our children made a mistake, we need to give them a chance to learn and forgive.
其实在大卫的一生当中，曾经经历过神无数的恩典和怜悯。
So in Dave's life, God has given him so much love and compassion.
神也都曾经给他很多的宽恕和赦免。
God has given David a lot of forgiveness and compassion.
神本来将一个只是一个籍籍无名的牧羊人大卫，
even though David is just a shepherd in the field,
神竟然拣选了他成为这个以色列的君王。
God has picked him to become the king.
大卫虽然曾经跌倒犯罪，但神却是宽恕赦免了他。
Even though David has made mistakes and also sinned,
大卫曾经经历过扫罗王的追杀或者儿子的出卖。
When he has went through betrayal and went through Saul's Jason
pursued by
King Saul.
但是神却是一次又一次的去拯救了他。
But God has saved him again and again.
并且将一个尊贵君王的身份赐了给他。
And also give him the honor king to David.
所以当大卫回顾他一生的时候，
So when David reflects on his life,
他深深体会到神的恩惠、怜悯、不轻易发怒、大有慈爱。
He definitely felt God's grace, compassion and slow to anger and rich in love.
神的良善、美善，
God's goodness and gratefulness，
不等于这个世界上高就不会有痛苦，
doesn't mean that there's no suffering in the world，
但是因为有神的美善的时候，
But because God loves us，
我们在这些痛苦困难里面又可以有依靠，
So we can find peace in this suffering。
因为我们这个世界仍然是充满着很多的罪恶，很多的破碎和伤害。
Even though in the world there might be broken and sinfulness,
但是神是我们的依靠。
But we can always rely on God.
当小孩做错事，或者有时不小心跌倒的时候，
When our children have fallen or made mistakes,
让我们去拥抱他们。
May we look after with love,
我们去扶翻起他们。
Help them up.
让他们能够知道有一个安全的地方。
May he always make our children remember that they are safe.
神的良善不等于不会有痛苦。
God's love doesn't mean that there's no pain.
但是他能够给到我们安慰和医治。
But God has given us peace and guidance.
当我们很多事不明白为什么的时候，
When we don't understand some things,
让我们记得神是有恩惠有怜悯。
Let's remember God have love and compassion.
那我们就有盼望。
That way we can have hope.
因为我们知道我们可以依靠他。
Sorry.
那我们可以依靠他。
So we can always rely on him.
我们今天需要去教导我们下一代去认识一个神是一个点，我们的神是一个怎样的神。
We need to teach our next generation who God is.
但是这个教导是要藉着我们的生命，我们的家庭里面反映出来。
But we need to teach our children through our family, through our love.
我们除了需要看到神的伟大、神的美善之外，
Not only we look at God's creation and God's greatness,
我们需要看到神是一个信实的神。
We need to know that God is faithful.
他是那位供应和扶持我们的神。
That he always provides and sustains.
其实在这个经文的当中，
So in the Psalms 145,
他提到我们是有时会跌倒，
He reminds us that we may fall down,
但是神会扶起我们。
But God will lift us back up.
当我们被压迫的时候，
When we overcome challenges,
神会扶起我们。
God will hold us.
当我们有需要的时候，祂会供应给我们。
When we have needs, God will provide.
祂会施行公义，
to satisfy our desire.
佢系一个公义同埋圣洁嘅主。
The Lord is righteous and faithful.
所以当我哋睇到神嘅呢一个嘅信实嘅时候
，when we see God's faithfulness.
不过喺度我要提一样嘢。
Let's remind everyone.
其实咧呢个经文有啲特别嘅。
There's something different about this.
呢个系我以前都冇发觉，系今次我预备嘅时候先发觉。
Even though I didn't notice before, only found notice it this time.
呢个诗篇有二十一篇，有二十一节。
This chapter has 21 verses.
其实系按照希伯来文嘅字母编排嘅诗嚟。
It's following the Hebrews alphabet.
咁但系有啲人就会话。希伯来文的字母有21个。
There are 21 alphabets in the Hebrews.
但这里只有22个，但这里只有21节。
So there's 22 alphabets, but there's only 21 verses.
所以如果你发觉看清楚的时候，在第13节的中文版和英文版有少少出入。
So when we look at verse 13, there's a little bit different in Chinese and English.
因为在不同的圣经的版本里面呢，是有一部分中文是用按照另外一个版本翻译的时候是没有了 下一句的。
So in Chinese,
第十三节的后半句。
So the second half of verse 13, you notice there's difference between Chinese and English.
而那节里面那个就是正正是我们发觉数漏了那个的字母。
And that second half of the verse is the missing part.
那而那节他就讲到说我们的神是一个是按照祂的应许去成就祂的应许，是一个信实的神。
So the Lord is
trustworthy
in all his promises and faithful in all he does.
同样，虽然神是信实，不等于我们不会有困难。
Even though the Lord is faithful, doesn't mean that we don't have any challenges.
同样，一样，因为世界上是有苦难的时候，我们仍都会遇到这些困难和挑战。
So even though the world they are suffering, we will also still have challenges. And,
但系我哋知道神系会扶翻起我哋。
And we always remember that God will lift us back up.
当我哋有需要嘅时候，我哋可以相信神系会供应我哋。
When we need something, God will always provide.
咁我哋或者要快啲啦吓。好，最后一个，我哋除咗知道神系一个伟大或者良善同埋信实嘅神之外，神亦都系。那个可以亲近的神。
Even God is great, good and faithful, but he is also near.
他会垂听我们的祷告和呼求。
He hears our cries.
在第十八节那里说，凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近。
So the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
所以提醒我们的就是说，神不是很遥远，神是相近，他是会听我们的祷告。
God is not far away. He is always near us and willing to listen to us.
而且佢呢度话凡求告耶和华的，意思就话只要你肯求告嘅话，神就会垂听。
So it's those who near to all who call on him. That means to all everyone who call on him.
其实呢一个系一个神俾我哋嘅邀请。
This is an invitation from God.
佢邀请我哋，你嚟，你随时嘅嚟到我面前求告我。
Invitation.For everyone to come to him to cry and call on him.
无论在什么时间、什么地点、什么困难，你都可以来到我面前。
No matter the where or when, you can always come in front of God.
有时候我们的小孩子小的时候会怕黑。
Even though our children sometimes might scare of the dark.
有时候可能行雷闪电的时候他们会怕。
They might scare of the thunder and the sound.
他们可能怕的时候他就会走去你的房找你。
They would come to your room when they're a little bit scared.
我相信做父母的不会说，哎，不要来，你回到自己的房间。
Pretty sure none of the parents would push them away.
当然了，如果他18岁的时候，你就对了。
However, if they're 18, then yes.
我们作为父母的，我们都愿意随时随地的去接受，接纳我们的子女的呼求。
As the parents will always please our children and listen to their requests.
更何况我们的天父上帝。
Yeah, and how about our God?
他是一个愿意亲近我们的神。
He is willing to listen to us.
让我们去教导我们的下一代，传递给他们的一个信息，就是说他们可以随时随地来到我们的身边。
Let's teach our next generation that we can always pray to God.
并且我们可以带着他一起去到神的面前。
Together as a family to go to, to call on him.
我们作为一个家庭，我们可以一起的祈祷。
As a family, they can pray together.
我们可以将我们的困难一起的交托在神的手中。
We can lift our struggles to God together.
让祷告呼求成为我们生活的一个很自然的一部分。
Let's pray our prayer to be daily and is simple things to God.
能够将我们的信仰，我们同神的关系传递给我们的下一代。
Let's teach our next generation our belief and our faith.
我们要这样做的时候，这件事不会自然发生。
Even though this doesn't happen easily,
是需要我们刻意、故意、定义去要做的。
We need to teach them with a purpose to put in a lot of effort.
让我们能够认识到神的伟大、神的良善、神的信实、神的亲近。
To remind them God's gratefulness, goodness, faithfulness, and near.
求主帮助我们。
Pray God to help us.
我今天讲的说话不是单单跟那些准备奉献婴孩 的父母讲。
That the words today is not just for the parents who are dedicated child today.
其实是跟我们每一个讲。
But to everyone in here.
也都包括我自己。
But including myself.
盼望我们就去学习怎样去，不单止自己经历神，也都是去世世代代这样将我们的信仰和神的关系传递给我们的下一代。
As we teach our generation of what we have been through and how God has protected us.
让我们记得我们都不是一些完美的人。
Let's remember that we are also not perfect.
这个世界也都不是完美。
Even though the world is not perfect.
但是我们在不完美的当中，我们可以找到一位完美的神。
But in this imperfect world, we can always find the perfect God.
让我们将这个完美的救主去传递给周围的人。
Let's spread the words to speak the praise of God.
就好像最后一次的时候，大卫说：唯愿凡有血气的，都永永远远称颂他的圣名。
Just like the last verse, it says, let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
盼望这个是我们的心愿，也是我们的使命。
May this be our prayer and our calling.
以致我们能够在新的一年的时候，
So for the new coming 2026,
我们愿意将神的名去宣扬。
We will be able to glorify his name.
我们要将神的爱传递给我们的下一代。
Maybe spread his God's love to our future.
我们一起低头祈祷。
So let's pray.
我们天父上帝，我们感谢和赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to praise you and honor you.
神，你实在是那位伟大的主。
You are a great God.
虽然我们人类几个渺小，
Even though we as a human we're small，
但是神你却是竟然爱我们，拣选我们。
But you still love us as who we are。
盼望神你的爱今天在我们中间充满我们的内心。
May your love flow through us and into us。
让我们不单止自己认识你的爱。
Not only we understand your love,
我们愿意一生一世天天的去赞颂神你的伟大。
May we praise you every day, forever and ever.
并且愿意将我们所经历的你的真实传递给我们的下一代。
May we teach our next generation your love and compassion.
让更多人得着主你的祝福。
So that everyone can feel your blessings.
愿我们所做的一切能够荣耀主你的名。
May all we do honor your name.
我们同心去祈祷，是奉靠救主耶稣的名义祈求。
We live all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.